Hi, folks. I'm Courtney Bjorlin, and you're listening to a SearchSAP.com podcast. Today, we're speaking with Steve Strout, president of ASUG, SAP's largest user group. Last week, ASUG announced it was forming a new user group called the Global Business Objects Network, devoted to the users of business objects, a business intelligence software company SAP announced it acquired in October of 2007. Steve will speak with us about ASUG's decision to form the new user group and what some of the key features on the site will be. So why don't you tell me a little bit about why you folks decided to start this new group?
The biggest reason was needing a venue for people who were not SAP customers, but yet utilized business objects. One of the things that I see as a potential issue is customers not having a voice or a strong enough voice into SAP if they aren't an SAP customer, a traditional ERP SAP customer. So there's many thousands and thousands of business objects users and customers, and we wanted to make sure that they had a good solid voice into and have the ability to influence SAP and business objects, as well as ensuring that the product line continues to get better and that everybody learns that there's going to be some cross-pollination as more business objects tool sets get implemented into the SAP side, being able to take those lessons learned out of the people out of traditional business objects and be able to share those also into the SAP side.
That's really interesting. Did you find you had a lot of non-SAP ERP users looking for information on ASUG about business objects?
We didn't find that we've had a lot of them. There's just been a lot of, for lack of a better term, confusion in the market space in the last 6 or 8 months around how it was going to continue, et cetera. And so we've been helping ASUG, we've been helping business objects get out that message and show the roadmaps, et cetera. But a lot of non-traditional SAP folks just don't know where to go. And so by providing them a way to go to a central place, it just helps. There are already 42 different business objects user groups in North America and have been for a long period of time. There's just not been any connective tissue between them, so they didn't really share any information amongst themselves, nor did they benefit from being as large a group as they were. So this is our opportunity to kind of bring them together and create the one voice.
Can you talk to me about some of the major features that will be on the site and some of the major events that this organization will hold?
Well, first of all, we've got a face-to-face user group meeting in user conference in Dallas, Texas on the 20th through the 22nd, and that is designed to give the users all the information and access to the appropriate people at Business Objects and SAP. Historically, Business Objects as a company has had this event, and it's been called Insight. When SAP took over, they stopped those sessions, and this is kind of our opportunity to continue to bring into the marketplace the sessions and allow the access to those that need the information. On the website, we're just now starting to really grow the website, and a lot of that will kind of grow out of whatever the member needs are. We'll take advantage of what ASUG already has, so we'll utilize a lot of the tools that are already there, discussion forums, consulting company review systems, those kinds of things, and those are kind of already there. And then we'll have a central place where we can aggregate the content globally, hopefully, so that people can get at it regardless.
That's something else I was interested in. Why was the decision made to make this organization a global group rather than just the Americas like ASUG is?
Well, that actually came out of out of the users themselves. The intent there is it's a network, and it's a network of user groups. And so the model is a little different in that it's not necessarily one big group that is for the entire world, but it is instead more of user groups that are coming together. As I said, in North America, we already have 42 local user groups, and if you expand that globally, there's even more. And being able to bring those together in a network of users allows the organization, again, to have the power of many and have it in one place.
What are some of your goals for the group, Steve?
My personal biggest one is making sure that they, business objects users, have a voice into SAP and into the product side of it, so that they don't get lost. You know, it's human nature for when a company such as SAP taking over to think of things from the SAP perspective. And while that's important, I think it's just as important, if not more important, to understand what it's like for a non-traditional SAP user, somebody that's using PeopleSoft or JD Edwards or Lawson, et cetera, and making sure that they have a voice back into SAP and making sure that their problems are getting solved.
I'm going to change gears a little here and ask you about, you folks have decided to have the CEO of Business Objects and the Executive Vice President of the company headline your fall user conference in Dallas as well. Can you talk to me a little bit about that decision?
Sure. That's for us, we think it's a very huge part of the coming together of Business Objects and SAP. One of the things in the SAP side, on the ASUG side of the fence, it's not just the portfolio that the Business Objects group of products are in is not just what was traditionally Business Objects. I mean, there are a lot more components to that portfolio of product sets. So by having the premier people that know this stuff and know where that roadmap of where those products come together and how it's going to be impactful to businesses, I think, is an important message.
Tell me when this site's going to launch and how people can join.
We'll launch on as we get to October 20th through the 22nd. So the intent right now is to the official launch will be on the 19th. And then you just join up on there. There's no charge or anything. It's just provide your information. It's something new for us, anyway. I don't know many user groups that have started recently, so I think it's pretty cool.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you for listening. This has been a SearchSAP.com podcast. Please continue to turn to SearchSAP.com for all your SAP needs.